11, The Treasure of Grimbeard the Ghastly. Of course it was Snotlout who had found the treasure. There he stood, chest stuck out, nostrils flaring, a big fat smile on his smug face. Fireworm, his dragon, had blown up to nearly twice her size with pride. He was surrounded by a crowd of Vikings who were giving him the hooligan hurrah. Snotlout, 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 ugh, ugh, ugh. Snotlout grinned even more widely when he saw Hiccup trudging up, trying to look inconspicuous. Difficult when you're attended by a friend carrying a gigantic limpet. Look what I've found, Hiccup, drawled Snotlout. Snotlout had found a large wooden chest, very battered and scuffed and thoroughly gnawed by scullions. It had the words, Property of Grimbeard the Ghastly, Do Not Open, written on it in large golden letters. Hiccup sighed. No chance of it not being the treasure, then.
Righto then, said Stoic, rubbing his hands together in a businesslike fashion. Let's open it.
Hiccup forgot about shutting up and keeping a low profile. Father, he whispered urgently, we can't open it here. Look, it says do not open on the front. Remember what happened last time.
Nonsense, bellowed Stoic,
who had never been more disappointed by his son. Why hadn't he found the treasure? What was his odd-looking friend doing carrying that ridiculously large shell? Now Baggy Bum was going to start suggesting that Snotlout was the rightful heir to the tribe, and then Stoic would have to shut him up by fighting him, and it was all Hiccup's fault.
Of course we open it now. What's the point of looking for treasure if you can't open the box when you find it?
Please, pleaded Hiccup. You don't think a cunning old pirate like Grimbeard the Ghastly is going to leave a box lying around without there being some sort of trick to it? It'll be booby-trapped. Look what happened when Alvin opened the coffin in the first place. It chopped off his hand. And then when we opened it later, everybody nearly died of fright. Stoic finally lost his temper with his son.
Who is in charge here anyway? He roared. I am the chief of the hairy hooligans, not you, you small boy.
Hiccup flinched.
Those were coincidences, not booby traps. And I am not going to lug a great heavy box like this one all the way home, only to find it's full of stones.
Stoic's eyes were already bright with a strange, greedy light that Hiccup had never seen before.
Good point, chief, said Gobber the Belch. May I?
Gobber swung his axe way over his head and brought it down on the chains wrapped around the box, snapping them in two.
Snotlout should open it, as he found it, said Baggy Bum the Beer Belly.
Stoic sighed.
Okay, then, he said.
Snotlout proudly stepped forward. This was his big moment. He shot a nasty look at Hiccup. Not a good idea. Not a good idea. Not a good idea, said Hiccup and Fishlegs to themselves as Snotlout reached out tattooed, muscly arms towards the box.
Not a good idea. Nah, 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 not a good idea. Not a good idea, said Toothless,
closing his eyes as Snotlout slowly lifted up the lid.